As President Bush's defense secretary, Donald Rumsfeld was never reluctant to take on his critics. Here's how Rumsfeld memorably reacted to a soldier's question about inadequate armor on Humvees.
As you know, you go to war with the army you have, not the army you might want or wish to have at a later time.
Rumsfeld's days at the Pentagon are behind him, but he still has plenty of critics, and many of them are at Stanford University. That's where Rumsfeld has been appointed to the Hoover Institution, a conservative think tank tied to the school. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The announcement that Rumsfeld had been invited to join the Hoover Institution as a distinguished visiting fellow prompted a variety of reactions on the Stanford campus, many of them negative. Sophomore Kate McGrath was mystified.
It seems a strange place for him to settle down, especially after what's gone on in the war. So for a lot of the students, it seems like the university is sending a mixed message. We're at a place for learning, not really a political institution. And while it is nice to have intellectual freedom, so to speak, it's never been made clear to me, at least, why he's coming.
Rumsfeld's coming at the invitation of the director of the Hoover Institution, John Racine. In a statement, Racine praised Rumsfeld's three decades of experience and incredible public service. But across the Stanford community, the news set off an immediate protest. And this being the Silicon Valley, it came in the form of an online petition.
If you go down, emeritus professor, alumni, fellow, we've had some military people sign it.
Stanford philosophy professor Deborah Satz is showing us the more than 3,700 signatures objecting to Rumsfeld's appointment. Satz takes issue with calling Rumsfeld a distinguished fellow based on her view of what's happened with the Iraq War.
I think it was a disaster. I think he had no plan. There is a wide consensus that this was not a successful Secretary of Defense.
Meanwhile, many conservatives have risen in Rumsfeld's defense, and they say the anti-Rumsfeld campaign at Stanford is an example of liberal intolerance.
I wonder how many of these people have bumper stickers on their cars that say celebrate diversity.
Thomas Lifson is the editor of the website AmericanThinker.com.
If they're not celebrating the diversity of a former Secretary of Defense, former Marine fighter pilot, former corporate CEO, then they're not interested in diversity. They're only interested in their own voices.
But Philip Zimbardo, emeritus professor of psychology and an early signer on the petition, insists no one is trying to infringe on intellectual freedom.
Our petition does not say that Donna Rumsfeld should not be invited to the Stanford campus. We welcome Donna Rumsfeld to our campus in an open debate, in a discussion, to let him air his views in a context where they can be challenged and where we like evidence to be the final arbiter, not his authority.
Lance Reichert, a senior, says he's no fan of Rumsfeld's, but doesn't object to him being here.
I don't know. I think he's a very prestigious figure. I think it's good that Stanford University can invite somebody that prestigious and have them come speak, whether you agree with him or not.
But there's little chance many students or faculty will ever see Rumsfeld. The Hoover Institution says he'll meet infrequently with members of a task force that have yet to be named, and Rumsfeld will not lecture, teach, or host seminars. The former defense secretary is said to be aware of the opposition to his arrival, but his appointment stands. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.